It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by MasterWP and Underrepresented in Tech. MasterWP is your source for independent insights and education for WordPress professionals. Subscribe to the free weekly newsletter at masterwp.com. The Underrepresented in Tech database matches underrepresented folks with opportunities, jobs, and community. It's all about ending underrepresentation in tech. If you're hiring, check out the free database at underrepresentedintech.com. Find a new Slack to gather with other WordPress professionals and talk the news at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Support the show or join the membership. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, the new default theme 2023 will be stripped down. The new default theme 2023 will be a stripped-down base theme with many style variations built by the WordPress design community. This theme is being released to make theme development exciting again. Jump over to the Gutenberg Times to read about variations and see the latest on the good and the bad. WordPress.com has announced that they can build and design a website for new business owners in 4 business days or less. If you're on a budget, the cost is $499 US, plus an additional purchase of the WordPress.com premium plan. It will be interesting to see how this will grow and if it has any impact on the WordPress professional freelance community. Security. WordFence PSA. On September 6, 2022, the WordFence threat intelligence team was alerted to the presence of a vulnerability being exploited in Backup Buddy, a WordPress plugin that has around 140,000 active installations. This vulnerability makes it possible for unauthenticated users to download arbitrary files from the affected site, which can include sensitive information. This is a minimal sharing. There is minimal sharing about the details of this vulnerability, as it is still an active threat. If you are interested in reading more, jump over to the WordFence website. Sarah Gooding over at WP Tavern wrote an article that WordPress security team announced it will be dropping support for versions 3.7 through 4.0 on December 1st, 2022. Events, WordCamp US has started. Michelle Frechette writes about how to make the most of your WordCamp US experience with fewer participants and dealing with COVID restrictions. Use the official hashtag WCUS to follow the online WordCamp US conversation. If you're there, say hi to Raquel Landefeld, who is our lead of community here at the WP Minute. If you're a new camper, go listen to The Matt Report, Hey That's Me, and Gina Marie Innocent to get more ideas on how to make the most of your WordCamp experience. From our contributors and producers, Phil Crum has a thread on Twitter that the WordPress community is uneasy about the growing pace of acquisitions. His hot take may be correct, as the news that Gridpane has completed a seed round of funding, including a significant strategic investment from Automattic, the parent company of WordPress.com, WooCommerce, WordPress VIP, and Jetpack. Another acquisition, Rocket Genius, the company behind Gravity Forms, has acquired Gravity Flow and Gravity Experts. The acquisition will help the Gravity Forms community by strengthening the portfolio of WordPress product offerings. Vito Pelleg, Adderm's founder, recently led the first angel fundraising round for their agency collaboration tool. He and myself had a great interview right here on the WP Minute. Anders Noren has a new WordPress theme, Bjork, that has announced on Twitter. Bjork is built for the site editor and global styles features introduced in WordPress 6.0. 15 plus block patterns and 7 different theme styles that you can switch between with a click of a button. We'll see about that. Ganga Kofli, a representative of the WordPress theme team and a member of WordPress Nepal, has an open letter to Matt Mullenweg suggesting that the next WordPress release be named in honor of Mr. Uwal Thapa, an important member of the WordPress community who lost his life to COVID. We have not been able to locate a response from Matt Mullenweg at this time. Mark Zara, a WP Minute member, shares his opinion on his website about the state of WordPress blogs. Today we see a mix of older blogs with a solid reputation, newer blogs with unclear intentions, and some that are putting money ahead of everything else. Go spend a few minutes of your time reading about where Mark thinks this is all headed. A big congrats to WordCamp Kathmandu on their 10th anniversary. Sunita Rai shared on Twitter what an incredible experience it was joining the organizer's team as a speaker wrangler. Alan Edwards tweeted about being up all night producing an epic AI-powered Gutenberg block to generate beautiful images from a text prompt in seconds and inserting them into your WordPress posts and pages. If you would like to test it out, sign up to get the instructions emailed to you. Learn.wordpress.org needs help with setting the priorities for learning WordPress. They would like to have users complete the individual learner survey to help the team with analysis. Please take a couple minutes of your time to complete this survey. Next up, Amber Hines with the Community Minute on Deaf Awareness Month, captions.
Hi, this is Amber Hines from Equalize Digital, and this is your WordPress Accessibility Minute. Did you know that September is an important month in the deaf community? This month, we're celebrating Deaf Awareness Month, as well as International Week of Deaf People from September 19th to the 25th, and World Deaf Day on September 27th. That makes this a great month to talk to you about how you can ensure your website is accessible to people who are deaf and hard of hearing. There are two main ways that you can ensure that deaf people have equal access to your content. The first is by ensuring that your videos have accurate and correctly timed captions on them. Adding captions on videos is easy if you have a YouTube-hosted video. You can quickly generate captions with their built-in tool. If you're hosting videos on your WordPress site, the core video block allows you to upload a captions file too. Outside of YouTube, captions files can be created with a number of free and paid tools like Descript, Temi, Otter, and more. But no matter where you auto-generate your captions file, it's incredibly important that you spend time correcting typos, misspellings, punctuation, and incorrect timing. You wouldn't publish incorrect, misspelled text with poor grammar on your About page, so why would you publish it on your videos? Good captions are important for readability, so people using them can truly understand your content, and auto-captions, better known as auto-craptions, are not professional or accessible. If you want to learn more about creating good captions, I highly recommend checking out Meryl Evans' website, meryl.net. She is a deaf writer, speaker, and accessibility consultant with great resources and videos on the do's and don'ts of captioning. Thanks for listening to this WordPress Accessibility Minute, and stay tuned for a future episode when we'll talk about the second way to make your website accessible to people who are deaf.
Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today. Another banner week. Jeff Chandler, Andrew Palmer, Eric Karkovac, Brian Cords, Birgit Pauli Hack, Daniel Schutzmith, Michelle Frechette, Mark Zara, and Amber Hines. Those are all the people that contributed to this newsletter, podcast, and blog post. Don't forget, if that's what you want to do, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Join the Slack group. And thanks, as always, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. Hope you have a great time at WordCamp US. If you're there, you can support us in independent content like this by purchasing us a digital copy at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. High five other WP Minute. Hashtag LinkSquatters at WordCamp if you see them. And jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.